poised to open the meeting, and we'll start off first with the Pledge of Allegiance, and we're going to call on Valerie Minton to lead us. And I will call the roll. First of all, I'm John Corbett, Board Chair from McKinleyville. To my immediate left is David Noren, Board Vice Chair, and he's from Sebastopol. To his left is Jeffrey Hales from Eureka, California. And to his left is Valerie Minton, Board Member from Petaluma. To my immediate right, we have Kelly Grant from Trinity Center, and to my far right, Gregory Gusti from Ukiah. The next item is board reports and ex parte communications disclosure, and I'll start on my far right with Valerie Minton, and we'll work down the line. I've just been working on scheduling issues, and perhaps my biggest pearl of wisdom is whenever we continue something, there are either new regulations or new complications that develop, and so that's one thing to take into account when we continue things, is sometimes you've now opened additional considerations than when you continued it. Kelly Grant, any ex parte communications? Board Member Gusti. All right. The state board member is not here. Is he planning to attend at all, or is he gone for the day, with conflict for the day?
He will not be here at all today.
Okay. And before I get too big ahead of steam, why don't you introduce staff?
Thank you, Chairman Corbett, members of the board. I'm Matt St. John, Executive Officer. To my immediate right is our Assistant Executive Officer, Shinrei Lee. To Shinrei's right is Nate Jacobson, our Senior Counsel. And to his right is Elizabeth Barrett, also Counsel. Opposite me is Patty Corsi and Elena Franceschi, Working Sound.
All right, thank you.
And I do have this staff announcement this morning. Do you want me to do that now?
Yes, I think this is an appropriate time for that portion of your executive report.
Great, thank you. So I'm pleased this morning to award a team award, this being given the Sustained Superior Accomplishment Award. This is going to our NPDES team. Some of these team members actually have since moved on to new units and new duties, but this award is given to an individual or a team who have worked for a period exceeding 2 years on projects of noteworthy performance. The NPDES team has worked diligently since 2013 to remove the permit backlog that we had for a couple of years, to the point where we're now completely up to date with all of our NPDES permits. And so this achievement deserved recognition. Very briefly, in our region, we have a total of 56 facilities that have NPDES permits. These include wastewater treatment facilities, food processing facilities, fish hatcheries, power plants, lumber mills, and various other miscellaneous facilities. And since 2013, this team successfully brought to the board for your adoption updates to 16 different NPDES permits. So it's based on this collective achievement that we're awarding the Sustained Superior Accomplishment Award. And I'll first just name the recipients and then ask them to come up and receive their certificates. This team is under the supervision of Mona Doherty, a senior water resources control engineer. Unfortunately, Mona's not able to be here this morning. The other team members include Lisa Bernard, Kathy Goodwin, Charles Reed, Paul Kieran, Kason Grady, Colin Hunt, Devin Jorgensen, Justin McSmith, and Elena Franceschi. Elena is the administrative support to this team, and without her support, we couldn't have completed these projects. So congratulations to all of you, and thank you very much. So with that, as I mentioned, Mona's not here. Lisa Bernard. Thank you so much. Yeah. Kathy Goodwin. And we do have frames, but we just received these yesterday, so we'll get them framed now that they're all signed. Yeah. Mr. Charles Reed. Paul Kieran. Kason Grady. Kason's not here tonight. Pauline Hunt. Elena. And Devin Jorgensen also is not able to be here today. Good work, everybody.
Totally. That's funny.
She probably got that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And congratulations to the employees in the state. Cares a lot that we're caught up, so we'll look much better in our audits.
Mr. Chair. Yeah, and Matt, just thanks for being on top of that as well, and to the staff. I can remember back several years when the backlog list was something that was nobody wanted to talk about, and that how lengthy it was. So just the fact, and I know you've been making a lot of it's been a lot of hard work to get caught up with that and to manage to stay on top of it. So congrats on that. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And David Leland was actually instrumental in really kind of establishing a framework to be on top of the schedules.
Great. So thank you. Thanks.
Any other comments? Okay. The next item is really the public forum. I do not have a single public forum slip